Hour number one on this Friday, October 20th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck the Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We had our travel trailer winterized yesterday over there at Northern Michigan RV. Bunch of great guys pulled up. Five guys went to work, winterized. Everything was unbelievable how they got this down. You go inside with the paperwork after they complete the checklist. $99, all set for the winter. Added a little bit of caulk up on the roof to the screw heads, reinforced those. Another guy was draining all the lines, all the tanks. Another guy was involved in flushing out the outdoor shower. We have an outdoor shower on our trailer, which is really nice, especially when you're shampooing Mr. Snoop. He loved being shampooed outside in warm water. Got all that drained, got the hot water tank drained, the toilet flushed, flushed out the black tank, the gray tank, checked everything, got it ready to go, good to go, in and out of there in less than an hour. Now, we left our trailer there, of course. There's some signs on it. We're selling the trailer. We're expanding the radio station. If you want to go down and look at Trucker Randy's trailer, decide that you'd like to purchase it, we're taking the money and expanding the radio station. So we greatly appreciate if you go down to Northern Michigan RV, take your camper, your RV, whatever you have, take a look at ours and all the other ones that he has for sale there. Great selection, great inventory right now at Northern Michigan RV. And, of course, one of them is Trucker Randy's trailer. So we're selling it and reinvesting in the radio station. So greatly appreciate if you can tell a friend if they want a great deal. The unit, brand new, was almost $40,000 just 2 years ago. We bought it new in 22. We used it on one trip out west, and that's it. It looks brand new basically inside. Plus, we upgraded to a memory foam queen-size mattress. That was $500. We got rid of the thinner foam factory one and put a memory foam mattress in the bedroom. So go check it out. Greatly appreciate it. Give me a call. And just know that not only are you getting a great trailer, I'll give you all the lines, the hoses, I'll set it up for you. I'll show you how to level it. All the jack stands are included. We've got this thing ready for you. You will love this trailer. Vicky and I love it. Hate to sell it, but we need to expand the radio station. So that's what we're doing it for. So again, if you anything, just go take advantage today, Friday the 20th, and tomorrow the 21st, and then next Friday and Saturday. From 9 to 5, no appointment necessary. They're winterizing this weekend and next weekend. And then they're done for the season, that portion in the service department. One thing that I think that Dennis Schultz brought up is very, very important. You need to understand, again, we always talk about the process. People only get away with what we allow them to get away with, especially when it comes to elected officials. When they're held accountable, they don't like it. They would like to continue the go-along, get-along approach, I believe, ever-expanding government roles in our lives, and they don't think there's going to be any pushback. They don't think anybody's going to stand up in a public meeting and object or challenge them. Now, one of them is coming up on November 7th. Many people aren't even aware of this. But there's going to be elections all across the state of Michigan on November 7th. Your township, your city, your village, perhaps countywide, you need to find out whether there's any millages, tax increases, where they're looking for a yes vote to take more of our money and spend it the way they think it needs to be spent. Now, I'll give you one perfect example right here in Antrim County. And this could very well be happening in your community as well, and you may not even know about it. Tuesday, November 7th, which I believe will be probably the last day in Lansing. If you look at the calendar, if you look at the 90-day clock, they're probably going to meet to end the session. But it's also going to be Election Day. Central Lake Village and Township. It's in the heart of Antrim County, right in the center, just due north, the next town north of Bel Air, where the county seat is. They've got a school millage for 3 mills being taxed on your assessed value. We had one woman bring her tax bill to the Antrim County Republican Party meeting this week. Based on her assessed value, $122,000 on her property, 3 mills was going to end up costing her $360 a year more in her tax bill. Multiplied by all the homes in Central Lake Township Village, they're going to spend $27 million. On upgrades to an old dilapidated school building with a declining population. A few years ago, I believe the last census, they had close to 500 kids. Now they're down to like 240. And they want the taxpayers to pay more, roughly about $300, $400, $500, depending on your assessed value, in more taxes so that they can provide a new roof on the building and basically security upgrades. Because why this building was built this way, I have no idea, but they claim that there's 19 doors in and out of this school building. And they want to install security cameras connected to the internet to feed a server that could electronically store the recordings of that those cameras. Declining population, if they get below 200 kids, then they run the risk of not having enough financial support per pupil to afford the principal, the secretaries, the teachers, and to be able to keep the school even open. How many people, how many young families are moving into your community? I mean, this is not Tuscarora Township, Indian River area that's expanding. More young kids. I couldn't believe at the 4th of July fireworks how many young people came to the fireworks from the local community in Tuscarora Township. It's not Traverse City. We are north of Traverse City by a half hour, south of Charlevoix by a half hour. We're a lot of trees, a lot of apples, a lot of cows, and a lot of deer. I could not believe on the drive over to Rogers City last night for the Presque Isle County Republican Party meeting how many deer Vicky and I saw laying on the shoulder of the road. Couldn't believe it. But the point is this, these small communities in northern Michigan are not expanding with young families with children. Oh yeah, there's some moving in. The cost of real estate, the cost of taxes, the cost of utilities. People are just saying, yeah, you know what? I don't think I want to go and buy an expensive property with high taxes and have to start paying propane bills, something we've never experienced in our life, or have to burn wood to be able to heat the home affordably. The amount of property taxes, and then you factor in interest rates have gone up, so now it costs more on the mortgage. Everything has gone up. Why do they need to tax more for a declining population of students in their school district? But you know what? They're not the only ones. You may have these type of millages coming up on November 7th in your community. Contact your local clerk. Wherever you vote, call them and find out, do we have anything on the ballot on November 7th? Now, the interesting part of this, that day, Tuesday, November 7th, there's going to be a special election in the city of Warren, Michigan. Real quick, Macomb County, folks, is due north of Wayne County, Detroit. The southern border is 8 Mile Road. Goes up to 26 Mile, where they switch over to parts of the county line township line between Shelby Township and Washington Township, going all the way up through Romeo. I believe Romeo ends at 32 Mile Road is the division line between the next county to the north. This is the heart of Macomb County, just south of Sterling Heights. The county seat is kind of due east over there in Mount Clemens. It's a large populated city, major manufacturing base. You've heard of the GM Tech Center? That's at 12 and Van Dyke. City Hall's across the street from the GM Tech Center. Well, guess what? They're going to elect one of the Democrat state representatives to be the mayor of that city. They're also doing it in Westland. That's going to take away the two-seat majority that the Democrats hold right now in the state house, state representatives, and it's going to cause it to be a tie. Rumors are they're not even going to go back into session until April when those two state representatives get replaced in a special election. Basically, shut down our state government here in Lansing. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got a text message from Eric. I greatly appreciate him reminding me. I forgot about the northern portion of Macomb County. It actually goes all the way up to Boardman Road. That is the northern boundary. It is the town of Memphis, where St. Clair County and Macomb County meet. So greatly appreciate Boardman Road. Yes, absolutely. I appreciate you giving me that reminder. It's been years since I lived down there. Totally forgot. Also, Carla Bart, Antrim County Patriot, said, I just called the Warren office for Congressman John James. A young man, Sam, answered the phone. I talked to him, and he said that he was giving messages to Congressman James today. Please ask people to call his Warren office, 586-498-7122. It's a clickable link. Please announce this on your radio show. We need to flood his phone lines open. He wouldn't tell me how many calls he's received. You know already that he voted for Candace Miller to be the Speaker of the House. John James and these other 19, now 21 Republicans, a bunch of never-Trumper rhinos, will not support Jim Jordan of Ohio. Well, if you want the complete list, just text me JJ. Friday's show will repeat all weekend long and re-air on Monday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. We need to blow up not only John James' office lines, but all these other folks on the list. I got the list from Downstate Kim. I'll forward it to you. It has both John James' Warren office as well as his Washington, D.C. office. So if you want to make a couple phone calls, take part of this call to action. We did it on Tuesday. We're doing it again today because this circus is continuing in Washington, D.C. It needs to stop. So, again, if you want the full list, just text me, JJ, and I'll send you the complete list, including John James. Tell him that you're from Michigan But more importantly, if you have friends or family that live in his 10th congressional district, most of Macomb County, northern portion, and also, I believe, Rochester and Rochester Hills in Oakland County. That makes up the 10th district. If you want the list, just text me, JJ, and I'll text you the complete list. It's a joke. It's a complete joke what these guys are doing. And again, focus on John James. If he hears from enough people, maybe, just maybe, he'll come to his senses. Maybe he'll do what needs to be done, the right thing, support Jim Jordan, and get this over with. These list of Republicans, if you want to call them that, is in alphabetical order. Just go down to James. There's clickable links for both Washington office and Warren, Michigan. So we appreciate Carla reminding me of that, and also Downstate Kim for sending me the complete list of the 20. These were the 20 Republicans that voted against Jordan, I believe, on Tuesday. It takes only a minute. And if you call the Warren office, Sam gets blown up. Jim Jordan held a brief news conference this morning. He had to go and talk to the holdouts, James being one of them for sure. You want to understand the bottom line of all this? Just look at the money. Just follow the money. I can guarantee you special interest groups, lobbyists, are flooding these people with tons of donations for their reelection campaign next year. And I can tell you they're not coming from conservatives. I wouldn't be surprised that George Soros and his son isn't behind a lot of this. This is amazing. And there were stories even floated out there that he withdrew his name from the race and wasn't going to be holding a third round of ballots, of voting. William Hamilton, County Commissioner Donald LaPierre, says, John James will never have my support again over this stunt. And you're in his district. William, have you taken the time to call him? If not, here is the list. Here is the clickable numbers. I just sent them to you. They're clickable, dialable links, folks. Just text me, JJ, and I'll send it to you. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun.